Begin transmission.
That cannot be correct. It's not, because if you look at your clock, your local clock, maybe it's strapped to your wrist, maybe it's nailed to your wall, you'll notice that it says 1930 UTC. And that, my friends, is the time at which the Dubious Goals Committee always begins. My God, can you hear that in the background? Meow, meow. But first things first, people, we need to drink some tea. Oh, yeah. Oh. Oh, yeah. So good. That's the first tea of the day for me. And I nailed it. Just the right temperature. Just the right brewing. Just the right amount of sugar. And can you hear that? In the background? Round, 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 round. Yeah, we'll get to that in a minute, because first thing we need to do, or the second thing we need to do, is go to the numbers. Who wants some numbers? Yeah, I know you do. So, hey, numbers lady, what are the numbers?
The numbers are 154, number 203, number 222, number 350, number 457, number 495, number 578. Thank you.
You are welcome, numbers lady. Great. And now that we've gotten that out of the way, we can start dealing with stuff. Well, first I probably should drink some more tea. So yeah, I had an interesting morning. I just got up about 20 minutes ago. It is afternoon already, local time. I both love and hate waking up in the afternoon. Okay. I got the tea in me. Let's disconnect from this umbilical cord and leave this room, because we got to go check some craziness. Right, so I went to bed at about the normal time last night. I probably fell asleep around 3:30. I fell asleep well before 4 a.m. But I had a hard time going to sleep because there was a mouse in my walls and it was making all kinds of noise, and so I was pounding on the walls trying to scare the mouse away. I was lighting incense in the basement, letting the smoke waft up into the walls, trying to scare the mice away. Don't think it worked, but I finally did fall asleep. And then I woke up at 7:30 to the sounds of the mouse, etc. Okay, I'm looking out the window. It did snow a little bit. And it's a little bit cold. It's just under freezing. It's about 5 degrees Fahrenheit under freezing. So, how do I read this thermometer? That's 32. That's 30. Yeah, it's about 26 degrees Fahrenheit. And so, what does that mean? I thought it was going to be warm today, and I was sort of thinking, yeah, maybe we can go out. You know, so it's like 19 degrees, or 19. Oh, like I know what I'm talking about. It's like -3 or -4 degrees Celsius. Not much interest going on. Anyway, so I woke up at like 7:30 because of more mouse noises, and I thought, oh my God, I'm never going to be able to go back to sleep. And I couldn't for about half an hour, and then I fell asleep, and that's why I woke up afternoon. And now that I'm up and moving around, somebody is losing their damn mind. which might be a good sign, actually. Regular listeners to the Dubious Goals Committee will realize that this is Kitty P. Prison Day number 5. My cat is ill. My cat has a urinary tract infection or something. And so about 5 days ago, I had to shut her up in the, meaning lock her up in the bathroom, because she was peeing everywhere. But in the last day or so, I think she's getting a little bit better, because she's acting a little bit differently. She's acting more energetic, and she's all a little bit better. But she's covered in cat pee, and I'm going to have to give my cat a bath here in a couple of days or so. But anyway, today... today is one of those mega sinus days. This is super sinus day for me. Anyway, today, when I got up about, 25 minutes ago, 26 minutes ago now, the cat started yanging her head off. She's in the bathroom here. Yang, 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 yang. So we're going to check up on her here in a second. We're going to close this door so that in case she escapes, she can't leave the room. Because if she gets out of this room, then she can get it up into the house and hide in places where we're never, ever going to find her. So here we are. I'm approaching the door. We're going to open the door and visit the kitty in kitty prison. Hi, baby. No, you got to stay. You got to stay in here like this. Oh, who's a good baby? Hi. Hi. Are you a good baby? Are you feeling better? So she's just standing here. Yeah, and you got, see, this is why you got to swallow all the medicine. Last night when I was trying to give the cat the medicine, she kind of didn't want to take it, and she coughed some of it up, and now she's got medicine beard. In her bib, she's got the medicine. It's all crusty, and, okay, I'm starting to see some interesting things. One, it looks like my cat managed to poop. Yeah, that's a good baby. Did some poops. That means you've been eating. And that's not good because it's kind of soft. Yes, you're a good baby. And I know she's been using the cat box to tinkle in because I've been listening all night. And I heard her this morning scratching around in the kitty box. So that's a good baby. Check the floor. Is there any pee on the floor? No, there's no pee on the floor. See, this is good news. This is good news, except, yeah, hi, what's this? What's this? Is this a little poop? No, it's just a little chunk of kitty wheat. Oh my God, look at your butt, though. Oh my God, look at her butt. So anyway, Looks like my cat has a slightly loose stool, which means, yeah, here we go. Here's some, let's grab the cleaning stuff real quick. Yeah, you should drink more water. Drink that water. It's so yummy for a baby, huh? You like the yummy kitty water. Looks like after she did her little poop business, she decided to sit up here on the dryer. And so there's a little skid mark up here. That's okay. We can clean that up real quick because you're a good baby. Been so sick. Are you feeling better? You're acting like you're feeling better. Oh, you don't want to talk now because you're not talking, baby? Okay. Clean, clean, clean. I had to use almost the last of my super concentrated... generic super bio happiness whatever cleaning stuff. We've talked about it before on Dubious Goals Committee. I have this one cleaning product that I buy from a janitorial supply. I forget what it's called, but it's blue and it's a limonene based cleaner and it's great. And it smells good and it's non-toxic. Flush all that kitty poop and stuff down the toilet. And we're going to escape while she's drinking water. Bum, bum, bum. We're out of the kitty prison. Why did I bring the toilet paper with me? Damn it. Okay, well, we'll just put it over here. Oh, yeah. Okay. So it looks like my cat is feeling a little bit better. I'm going to have to give her some more medicine here in a bit. My cat is going to need a bath because... when you have a UTI, you have to tinkle a lot, or you think you have to, and so, yeah, she has, tinkle butt. All the hair is sort of matted together around her butt, so, oh no, kitties are going to have kitty butt bath. Kitties hate kitty butt bath. My cat hasn't had to have a bath in a long time. And I'm thinking, like, a couple years now. She's only ever had one, like, complete full bath. And that was when she was very young, when she was a kitten. She was probably only, like, 8 weeks old at the time. And then after that, it was a while. When she had to switch over to adult food, there was a time when we hadn't figured that out. And we had a lot of problems. And the cat ended up having to get her butt washed quite often, like every day. My cat does not like water. That seems like something obvious, but that's really just a stereotype. All cats hate water. No, that's not true. But my cat does not like to be near the water, likes to be near the water as long as I'm in it. If we're taking a bath and I'm on the bath and she's, you know, watching me, yay, that's pretty fun. But no kitty baths. Even just getting a little drop of water on her head will make her run away. That has happened a couple times. You know, like when I'm making tea in the morning or something, or she wants kitty water, and I gotta put the kitty cup down on the floor, and oh no, a drop of kitty water falls on her head, and we had to run away. Yeah, so great. Love this tea. So anyway, my cat is going to need a bath, a butt bath. How am I going to pull that off? Can I do that with just one person? Am I going to have to get somebody else to help me hold the cat down? And am I going to lose my cat's trust altogether? I mean, here I have to lock my cat up in the bathroom for 5 days. She doesn't like that, because normally my cat gets to roam the house, do whatever she wants, sleep wherever she wants, hang out and bother me whenever she wants. That hasn't happened. But I think she's okay, because I go in and I visit her in kitty prison every once in a while. But then, you know, some of those times I go into kitty prison to visit her, I have to give her kitty medicine, which she doesn't like to take. So that's probably pissing her off, along with being locked in kitty prison. And now I gotta give her kitty butt bath. She's not gonna like it. My poor cat thinks I'm some kind of despotic tyrant at this point. Oh, noes. So, yeah. So, what am I planning to do today? What day is this? Is it Friday? Kitty prison. Right. So, I know what we got to do. We got to check for some football. I don't think I have any football I need to watch today. Yeah, nope. And nope. And nope. But what we need to do is we need to check to see what underground movies are on tonight. Oh, wait. I just remembered there won't be any because this is 31 Days of Oscar. We're going to jump ahead here and check just in case. Yeah, we have a funny thing happened on the way to the forum, which is a pretty good movie, but not the underground stuff we're looking for. And after that, Mr. Budwing. Yeah, so, Oh, well. We get no underground movies tonight, and we don't get any for a month. And, I just thought of something else. We don't have any Supercross until tomorrow, so What am I going to... Oh, I know what I should check. I was going to say, what are we going to do tonight? What am I going to do? We need to check the other sports channels very late tonight because the Big Bash final is tonight. Melbourne Stars versus Sydney Sixers. Okay, here's women's American football. No Big Bash here. We need to check channel 216. Oops, not 2222. So the championship game for Big Bash is tonight. Melbourne versus Sydney. Sydney Sixers versus Melbourne Stars. Yeah, you'll notice that I did not say Perth Scorchers, my team. That's terrible. They did not do well. And I just noticed that also late at night on this other channel is Mystery Science Theater 3000, so we'll check for the Godzilla vs. Megalon episode while we're at it. No. And then, yeah, CONCACAF Women's Olympic qualifying, two games, and that's it. So I'm not getting the Big Bash League final. What does that all mean? Well, that means I'm just probably going to have to watch it online. Or something. Yeah, well, I'll figure it out. I will figure it out. You can figure that out later because right now I'm getting that thing. I'm getting that weird thing where I need to hear some terrible dialogue. So, how do we do this? How do I punch this in? Oh, by pushing the button.
Some understanding.
That's tricky. Okay, looks like Steve's at a dance,
and now it's cutting away. Well, I would invite you in, but I wouldn't want my roommates to get the wrong idea.
And what idea is that? I'm a CPA, and you're my client.
Oh, is that what the kids are calling it these days?
Now the big question.
Hey, baby.
What are you doing tomorrow?
You want a CPA with me?
I was going to go to the beach club.
Oh, mm-hmm. I want to be an accountant.
So was I.
Yeah. Oh.
I'll see you then.
The sexy accountants of 90210. Okay, play the kissing music. Sure we don't need a saxophone in there? Oh, listen to all those twinkly, sparkly kissing sounds. Okay, good night. Well, where's the saxophone? It's the 80s. See, that's a fake saxophone sound. Somebody push the saxophone patch on their digital synthesizer. Okay, Steve's back at the party. Party's over. He's looking around. Oh, who's that sitting by herself at that table? Oh, it's Kelly.
Hey, Kel.
Oh, hey, Steve.
Can I talk to you?
No.
How's Claire?
She's okay.
Oh, Claire's a bitch.
Hey, Kel, you remember the spring dance in 10th grade?
Seems like a lifetime ago, but I remember it. I was the queen of the dance. How could I forget?
Yeah. Remember, I got drunk and we got into a fight.
Yes. But to be honest with you, I don't have the faintest idea what we were fighting over.
Kel, did you know that night we made love at the beach club was my first time?
Oh, yeah. No, this is just...
I thought you were Mr. Experience.
Yeah, this sounds like a serious love confession that I'm not going to be able to deal with because it's written so poorly and is so, so unrealistic. I just can't do it. What's it all mean? I don't know. Probably need to go to some music, huh?
Late. 5 years.
Yeah, this isn't music, but I've got technical problems, so hold on a second.
You could talk to her.
You want me to work on her?
I don't know what I want.
Steve,
you want my advice?
You're such a wimp.
Just give it some time, man. Give her a little space. This whole thing will blow over. So I'm off to the beach club. Though it's the last place in the world I feel like being today.
So don't go?
No, I can't disappoint Claire.
I can't disappoint the beach. The beach won't live another day without my presence.
Some parts of the world.
Steve.
I told you,
okay,
huh?
Come on. Let's get
this.
More
than I wanted to
come
hear.
Come on.
Let's face it. If he hadn't whispered those rumors about Kelly, somebody could have.
Let's kill this crap. And maybe we're not going to be listening to any music today. Got some problems here. Okay, so you got to understand, I've been attempting this the whole time. Why is this not working now? This worked yesterday, it worked the day before that, and it worked for every day for the first few years that I owned this, so why is it not happening now? We might be experiencing a technical failure here on the Dubious Goals Committee. Dubious Technology Committee, a show that airs every single day, blah, 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 blah. Okay, is this doing it? Okay, I backed out of the menus a different way this time, and now I'm getting little, yeah, and here everything is popping up. See, this is just how stupid digital stuff is getting. The more smart we make our products, so I have a smart TV and a smartphone, the more smart they get, the more likely they're not going to work together. It just keeps getting worse. Will it get better? Maybe. When's the next big paradigm shift coming? Shouldn't we be having it right about now? No, because people are way too fascinated with their phones. Oh, I have an iPhone. I have an iPhone 5, and I can do my Facebook. Yeah, good job. That's pretty impressive. That's about as skillful as, breathing. I do like this tea. And where are we at here with this music now that we've got things going? Yeah, so I'm thinking, Wagaki Bando? Hi, Wagaki Bando des. Oh, look at those sakura blossoms falling through the air.
Don't Yes. Hi. Oh, wagaki bando des. Wagaki bando ichiban. I love wagaki bando. And that was obviously the song Senbon Zakura, which I think, and don't quote me on this because, you know, regular listeners to the Dubious Goals Committee are perfectly well aware that I do not speak Japanese. But I'm kind of trying to pick it up because I do watch a lot of Japanese stuff and listen to a lot of Japanese stuff. You know, who doesn't love YMO, right? Who doesn't love Wagaki Bando? Who doesn't love Bandmade? Plus, I like to watch anime and other Japanese stuff like Ryuichi and Sumo. So I pick up words here and there. Senbon Zakura. I think that means 1,000 cherry blossoms. And that first line in that song has something to do with it's 1,000 or 1,000 cherry blossoms. It's not blooming at night. It's like covered by the night, buried in the night. Anyway, apparently, the song is about, I'm not sure, sakura petals falling off trees at nighttime, maybe in the moonlight. There's some mention, there's a line, there's shoujo shonen something, boys and girls are samurai warriors, and then there's, then shoot it with the ray gun? I don't know if I fully understand the song or not, and that's fine. I don't need to understand it to know that. Oh, Benny-Benny-chan looks so cute jumping around in her little rock star outfit. Oh, it's my traditional Japanese rock star outfit as I wear these super high heel go-go boots under this kimono that's only knee length. And rock out on my shamisen, plugged into my orange amplifier. Yes, Benny-Benny-chan back on my mind. Oh, I love you, Benny-chan. Seriously, I think I'm going to have to go to Japan right now. Where's my passport? Oh, I don't have one. I must have left it in the drawer with the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 19:30 UTC, right here on Anon Radio. Tobe is out.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.